You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that's back and better than ever and without those horrible human teeth. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Samantha.
We have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. Josh is on assignment fighting the hordes out in the fields.
Like he does.
But we're gonna forge on with the show. We have a bunch of news to go over. But first, let's talk about some things we've been checking out.
I haven't talked about Luigi's Mansion 3 on
Yeah,
here
let's
yet.
Talk about Luigi's Mansion 3.
And I pretty much played it nonstop ever since it came out back on Halloween. And I just finished it a couple nights ago.
Nice.
It is so very good.
Good.
Just like really good. Like, it takes all the good stuff from the other two Luigi's Mansion games, builds on that, puts you in a hotel with like 15 floors of stuff to do.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know how many levels that thing.
Oh, it's longer than the other two Luigi's Mansion games are.
Really?
Probably good. Put together. It's at least 15, 20 hours, maybe.
Oh, wow. That's really good. Yeah.
And that's without going back to do all the collectibles, which don't seem entirely worth it.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I remember I played the first one, and I remember liking that one quite a bit. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that this one's really good.
Yeah. It splits the uprights between the first and second ones.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the good stuff from each one. And
oh, good. Good. Have you tried any of the multiplayer stuff?
I did, like, it's not Scream Park, the Scare Scraper for like 2 minutes, and I just bounced right off of it.
Really?
I don't know why, but none of the multiplayer stuff appeals to me, really.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just like, it's just not why I'm there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's not why you go to Luigi's Mansion. The animation, though, is just, it's really, really good. Like, some of the best stuff
that
Nintendo has done.
Oh, good. Good.
And the voice acting, Charles Martinet's voice acting, also probably the best version of these characters he's ever done.
Wow, that's saying something. Yeah. I mean,
and like, they still don't say a whole lot. Like, it's the short phrases and stuff that the Mario Brothers do. But I don't know, he's just emoting extra good. And he does an extra good job. And then all the cute little stuff that Luigi says while you're walking around, and you'll climb up a ladder and he'll get to the top and be like, I did it. Just so proud of himself for climbing a ladder.
Oh, that's excellent. That's awesome.
And I was afraid that Gooigi would get annoying because you get the ability to drop a gooey Luigi man out of the back of your vacuum cleaner and swap control between it and regular Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe that would be annoying or like feel like they just added it in just for the sake of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they utilize it really good in the puzzles, and it's seamless that it doesn't feel obnoxious.
Cool. Very good. Very cool.
But it's probably like top three favorite Switch games, I think.
Really? Wow. That's excellent. I'm glad to hear it. I know Nintendo first party games don't go on sale like ever, but that is one that I will probably pick up at some point and check out, because it looks like a lot of fun.
It's like just really good production values for a Nintendo game. Like, a lot of times you're either Breath of the Wild or you're Mario Tennis Aces.
Yeah.
And this is more on the Breath of the Wild side of things.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool.
There's even a bit, without getting spoilery, at the end where you kind of see Mario from Luigi's perspective, and it is hilarious.
Oh, really?
Like, because he's just barreling forward, fearless Super Mario, and you're like trying to keep up with him.
Oh, that's great. Oh, hey, I can go ahead and do one of my check-ems this week. So Disney Plus came out this week. So I've been kind of playing around with that a little bit, watching a few things here and there. A couple things off of that. One we'll talk about, you know, a little bit later on. But, you know, I got to relive the first 5 or so episodes of Gargoyles, which I forgot how good of a show that was.
I've never watched it. I probably should.
It is like, I mean, it's not your standard Disney afternoon, you know, cartoon. It's not, I mean, it has funny elements, but it's not a comedy. It is an action show. It is like Disney tried to make Supernatural Batman the Animated Series.
Weren't they kind of going for Batman?
That's what they were going for. So they had some of that mixed with Beauty and the Beast, but not like the movie Beauty and Beast. I'm talking about the Ron Perlman and like the live action like kind of thing. Like it has some of those overtones between Goliath and Aliza Maza. I like that a lot of the cast are like the primary cast are non-white. Keith David was the voice of Goliath. Aliza Maza was, she's African-American and Native American. Like a lot of the voice actors were, minorities. And that's
cool. Yeah.
You know, for the time, that's like kind of a big deal. But yeah, so the show is really enjoyable. I forgot. I mean, I knew that there was a lot of Star Trek actors on the show, but I forgot like how many.
Nice.
Like the main two villains are Riker and Deanna Troi.
Wow.
Yeah. Wee. David Xanatos is Riker and Damona, the evil gargoyle, is like Deanna Troi, and she's in most episodes.
Wow. Well, now I'm even more interested.
Yeah. Like they get everyone for the most part. I mean, save for like Patrick Stewart, Michael Dorn shows up, Brent Spiner's in there, a little bit here and there. Colm Meaney, Chief O'Brien shows up for a couple episodes. Like everybody, it's mostly Next Gen because that's when the show was kind of also airing. But very, very good. Plus, I forgot the voice of Mr. Krabs is yes, he's
Clancy
in there.
Brown.
Clancy Brown shows up multiple times.
What a cool dude he is.
He seems like a really cool dude.
I follow him on Twitter and like the roles he chooses. He just seems like a cool dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But I watched some of that, and the other thing I watched was the first episode of The Mandalorian. Now, I won't go into it because it's brand new,
and we haven't seen
you
it
guys
yet.
Haven't seen it yet. But
and I'm dying to watch it because it seems very much up my alley, Star Wars time period-wise.
It is. It is very, very, very good. It is kind of like a Western.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Like, it mixes Western elements and, like, the Mandalorians have, like, an almost, I almost want to say Nordic, like, Viking kind of motif to them.
So Josh is going to like this, too.
Josh is going to like this one a lot, too. He's especially going to like the leader of the Mandalorian tribe. I just have a feeling, and I want to spoil it, but I can't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because it is super good. It has a twist at the end that is exciting, and it makes me wonder where the show's going to go because it is out of left field. I'm super pumped. And I like that the Mandalorian doesn't talk a whole lot.
Cool.
He's very, he has lines, he says things, but like it's very much a as needed, like he's not the verbose jokey, and he doesn't have a jokey partner.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, yeah, I can't talk anymore about The Mandalorian.
He's Django-ing it up and not Django Fett.
Yeah.
Django.
He's the actual Django.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, super, super good. Really enjoying it. Can't say much, any more about it, but go watch it if you have the Disney Plus.
Man, I want to watch Django again. The original Django is such a cool movie.
It is. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Maybe my favorite spaghetti western. Not that I've seen a lot of spaghetti westerns. So.
Yeah.
I haven't played Death Stranding yet, but it's out and it feels like something that I should play for, like, it's a big part of the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid I'm gonna absolutely hate it.
How much did you like Breath of the Wild, except, if you take out the action bits, just walking from place to place doing fetch quests? Did you enjoy that?
I don't know. That could be okay.
It depends.
But, like, there's stuff like Red Dead Redemption 2, where walking around, I hated it. It was slow and I hated it.
I mean, you do. I haven't played it, but I'm watching a lot of streams of it, and I thought I was going to dislike it because it's, there's not a lot. I mean, there's a lot to it, but there's not a lot to, like,
it's a Hideo Kojima game. There's going to be a lot to it.
Yeah, the gameplay loop there is not much to it, but for some reason, it is like scratching this weird, like, calming itch that I have, I guess. Like, I enjoy watching other people play this game where you're basically item management to make sure you don't tip over because, you're carrying boxes.
You're Norman Reedus delivery boy in post-apocalyptic America.
The game near fetishizes the UPS. Seriously. And, like, you don't have a currency, but you get paid in likes. Like, you get hundreds of thousands of likes for making deliveries on time and things like that. No, it gets better. Early in the game, you're delivering a drug, oxytocin, because someone is sick. Not getting into spoilers. But after that, you find out there's another tocin, another drug, Lycosin. It is a drug that releases the endorphins that you get when you get likes on social media. And there are the roving bands of marauders in the game. There are people that have gone crazy because they want to get the likes and feel that rush, but they don't have the deliveries because they're not the superhero Sam Porter Bridges. So they just go around and go crazy and they steal people's packages just for the rush, just for the likes.
Wow.
So that is just one of the aspects of this game.
It's social media dystopia.
Yeah.
Oh, so interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid I'm going to hate walking around with boxes strapped to my back.
If you like digital Jenga and also delivering packages to people like Junji Ito, because I found him in the game.
I do love Junji Ito.
Oh, I should take that back. Junji Ito with an American Southern accent because they had someone else voice him. And also Conan O'Brien's there with his otter hat. Did you know he gives you an otter hat that allows you to swim down a river like an otter on your back, flipping your arms?
Oh, no.
As Norman Reed is flipping his arms on his back like an otter. Oh, yep, my God.
As he floats down the river.
What is this game?
Oh, did you know that the game is sponsored by Monster Energy Drink?
I did know that.
Yes.
And it's gross.
And it's not like... It's not like a stand-in for a Monster Energy. It's not like generic energy drink that is green with a logo on it. No, it is branded Giant M Monster Energy Drink, and you get stamina increases.
It's like it was 2007.
Yeah. Oh, the first time Norman drinks his Monster Energy Drink in his like his special room, he tips back on his bed and like chugs that thing down, and his gross, nasty, bloody feet from walking like show up on screen for half a second. Oh, it's nasty.
I know every time you poop in the game, it shows you an ad for Norman Reedus's AMC show.
It sure does.
About motorcycles.
And then you get bombs, the EX Grenade 2.
You get poop bombs. That's right, because you throw bodily fluids at the ghosts to
make them disappear. It sounds like we're speaking in tongues. This sounds like a fever dream, but I swear to you, it's a game. And while all of this sounds like crazy stuff, 90% of the game is trying to figure out how to walk across a landscape full of rocks without tipping over. The main gameplay loop is... Let me carry all these. You know how you get home from the grocery?
I want to make it in one trip.
You want to carry all your bags in one trip because you get more likes.
Yeah. See, I like games where movement in the game is fun, inherently a joyous and fun activity. Like Mario games. It's fun to just move around and jump and explore. This sounds like the polar opposite of that.
It is like they took Breath of the Wild and made it more likely for Link to fall over and lose all of his stuff.
It doesn't sound fun at all. It really doesn't
You get vehicles at some point. There's a motorcycle, there's a truck, you get robot legs that gives you the ability to double jump and run and carry like 250 like kilos of like
pizza.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Like Krusty Krab pizza.
Oh God, it is. And like, Do you like really deep lore that they are not subtle about at all?
That you mean Kojima writing? Yes, yeah. I do.
Yes, there is so much of that. Like, you basically have a codex. They didn't voice the codex. Because there is so much, there's no way they would pay any one actor
to read all that garbage. Yeah,
it is so dense that the codex itself has highlighted bits so that when you're scanning it, so you're reading it, you could just go, okay, what is this about? Because I don't need a dissertation on everything.
Poop bombs.
Yeah. Like, and everything is so like on the nose. Like, the president of the United States, her name is Bridget Strand. Because you work for bridges and you're creating, and all the cities are called knots because that is where the strands are coming together to make a knot, to make America whole again.
And also the main character's last name is Bridges.
Yes. Well,
or Brit. Yeah.
It's an assumed last name because everyone kind of picks their own name in this world.
Okay.
So his name is Sam. He is a porter and he works for Bridges. Therefore, his name is Sam Porter Bridges.
Oh, Lord.
I need to play this and report back.
I would suggest watching a couple of streams of other people playing it because it's an awful lot of money for a game that if you don't, it's polarizing. Like I doubt very seriously there's anyone that's going to pick up the game and go like, oh, this is fine. You're either going to be like immediately, this is great. Or like, oh my
this
God.
This is hell.
Yeah. It took the one streamer I was watching. He goes by the name Angriest Pat. I watch his stuff at, you know, when I'm trying to relax.
He's one of the former best friend
folks.
Zaibatsu.
Yeah. He was pretty much playing it straightforward without doing a lot of side quests. And it took him 11 hours before the first combat, before he got blood bombs. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can throw your blood at people in bombs, but if you do it too much, you get anemia.
I need to game fly it or find it in a red box.
Yeah, that's kind of what you need to do. And, like, I'm leaving out the crazy stuff.
The real crazy stuff.
Oh, no, there is Egyptian mythology in this game.
Oh, no.
Like, it is difficult. Like, I haven't even talked about the rain that speeds up time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I read about that somewhere. Yeah, there's the rain that makes you get old if mm-hmm. you get hit with it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is just insane. So, and I mean, I haven't even played the game. Yeah. I'm just watching people play because I know if I pick it up, well, I don't have a PS4 for one. But if when it comes out on PC, if I picked it up, I don't think I would like to play it. I'd like to watch other people just sit and, you know, do the relaxing.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
I was so on. I'm glad I haven't bought it because I was like, Pokemon comes out next week.
Yeah. See, that's
I just bought Luigi's Mansion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny to see like how the actors are reacting to being in this game because they didn't really know what they were doing at the time. Like Norman Reedus and Mads Mikkelsen had said at many points, yeah, we don't get it, but this guy Kojima, he's a crazy dude.
He's a genius.
Yeah, we trust his vision. He's the artist. Norman Reedus's Instagram and Twitter is nothing but him liking like weird, like, oh man, look at his feet. Like Reedus is having a blast like with this because the game looks so realistic. And, like, people are doing weird stuff with it. And Reedus is just like, fine, great. This is the best thing ever.
We need more games that have actual actors in them. Like, yeah. Well, that's rude to say. Games have actual actors
well,
in them.
Yeah.
But, like, Hollywood actors in them.
Yeah, yeah. Reedus actually said that he's glad PT got canceled because he said the script for that was fairly straightforward. Because he preferred doing this weird UPS delivery system with ghosts.
I don't know. I still wish we would have got Silent Hills.
Yeah.
Thanks, Konami, for that one. But you did make my PlayStation 4 significantly more valuable because I've still got PT on it.
Hey, there you go. Perfect. Josh, can you hear me from the battlefield? How's everything out there?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to get. There's just so much going on. There's this Ewoks everywhere.
Yeah, we don't have to do this the entire break. Okay. Okay, so let's go ahead and do a couple checks with you, man. So yeah, what have you been checking out, dude?
Well, let's see here. Obviously, Disney Plus came out.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that.
And took the world by storm.
Yes.
And their servers couldn't handle it for some people.
Yes. So, okay, so what have you watched?
I watched the first episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, you did? Okay, we watched. I watched a few minutes of it. I think Cody watched a couple episode or two of it. I think is what he said. But yeah, so yeah, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts?
I remember watching them,
yeah.
And thinking and not thinking anything about it. But now that I'm older
mm-hmm.
and I've seen some modern Simpsons, I'm like, man, this was rough.
Yeah.
Well, it looked rough. It was very wholesome.
The first season, they didn't really know what they were doing.
Yeah, it feels like it was less like they don't get the tropes of the show. Quite yet, like Homer's not like an abusive dummy.
Yeah, they're taking some. They're trying to figure it out.
Bart isn't quite an agent of chaos. I mean, mm-hmm. he is, but he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's more Dennis the Menace versus
a Bart Simpson. Yeah,
and like it's a Christmas episode.
Yeah,
it came out in December, and I was like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
kind of weird for a show to like start off on something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it started on the Tracy Ullman show.
I mean, true. That is true.
So like, the characters were around. So this was like a Christmas special that they were trying.
I mean, kind of. Where it started. And I'm sure, like, granted, I was very, very young back then. Like, not old enough to barely even remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember how culturally impactful the Tracy Ullman show was.
Not very. The Simpsons were the best part of it, of that series.
And Fox has been running with it for 37 cents.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so much.
Yeah.
But, no, it was good. I mean, it was different. Some of the voices were not quite... I mean, like I said, it was the first episode of the...
Homer is very not quite there yet.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get there till the second season.
Yeah. And like I said, it's not that I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the
it's
fact
different.
That... I like the fact that it was wholesome and... very normal
mm-hmm.
comparatively to like later Simpsons when things are just bananas all the time.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, say like a Family Guy, which is.
Yeah, right.
but no, it was good. The menus and everything and the way that it's formatted seemed very.
For
Disney Plus seemed
now,
very.
Now, what are you using the Disney Plus on?
My PlayStation.
PlayStation. Okay, cool. Cool.
I haven't tried it on the phone or the computer yet.
Gotcha. Yeah. The Roku, it seems okay for the most part. It was a little buggy at first.
Okay. I'm sure that'll get ironed out.
They'll work it out for sure.
I'm sure they. You know, well, you'd think they would have worked harder on Roku because a lot of people own Rokus,
right?
Or have Roku TVs or whatever. I mean, I remember when Roku was kind of this kind of just off thing, and now it's kind of more of a more common name brand thing now.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, it seems like a good system.
Yeah,
like the way they got it was very
intuitive.
Yeah, because you got the main things at the top, that basically the stuff that's separated into sections that you would want, like Disney proper, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel. I mean, the tabs are there.
Yeah, that does kind of make it a little bit nicer to kind of search through things, because there's a lot on there. There's only going to be more and more as they go.
Like, they definitely came out of the gate real hard on this one.
They did, yeah.
Which they needed to.
Well, it's Disney.
Well, true.
Yeah, they don't do anything by half measures.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
As they slowly create the biggest media monopoly ever.
Well, only Siths deal in absolutes.
But yeah, but I'm really excited to check out some of their stuff. I really want to watch The Mandalorian.
So far, I was the only one that had a chance to watch it, and we were actually saving it for next week to talk about.
Okay.
You're really going to like it.
I'm sure I am. I've already seen one pseudo spoiler.
Okay.
And I really need to get in there.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything on air, but it has a very Western.
That's what I was reading. That's what I was reading.
A Western vibe and, oddly enough, a Viking vibe.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, the Mandalorian tribe is very Viking-influenced.
I mean, I kind of got that from the, just reading past Mandalorian lore growing up, or, well, just going through nerd culture of Star Wars stuff anyway.
I said this in the first half of our first half, I guess.
Yeah.
But there is a character within the Mandalorian camp that I would put money down that... they will be one of your favorite characters. You're going to see this character and go, this is for me.
I'm surprised Cody hasn't just mainlined it.
Well, there's only one episode out right now.
Oh.
They're releasing it weekly.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. How long is it, though?
It's either 10 or 12 episodes. But
I meant the episode itself.
Hour long.
Okay.
Maybe hour 10.
Because I was seeing some people say, like, that saying they've already finished The Mandalorian and stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe the series was just out on the thing like Netflix does.
No, they're doing it weekly. And right now, if you do the 7-day free trial, you'll actually be able to get 2 episodes in.
Hmm.
Because the last day of your, if you're signed up the first day, the last day of your trial will have the second Mandalorian episode.
Okay. But yeah, I was reading somewhere where they said, like, the show reminded people of samurai films and spaghetti westerns, but it's the angle of spaghetti westerns when the Italians did it.
Yes, absolutely, 100% agreed.
Because that's basically what the Italians did. They like saw samurai film, like samurai films or cowboy films, and then the Italians saw samurai films and made cowboy films.
Yeah, yep. I absolutely agree with that assessment.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, I'm all about it.
Listen, this episode has everything. In it. It has robots. It has some stormtroopers. Werner Herzog is there. The kids love Werner Herzog.
Like every trailer I saw for The Mandalorian, especially like as we got closer to the launch,
mm-hmm.
was like, man, I am all about this. Like, seeing him like charge out a door. Well, not so much charge, but like walk out a door, get shot in the armor, and mm-hmm. it just bounces off, and he just goes gang gang.
It is very good. And
oh man, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I need to watch it.
You gotta watch it. It's super super.
So
good.
Where does it take place in the timeline? It was Stormtrooper, so obviously during the Galactic Civil War.
After Return of the Jedi.
Really?
Yes. Between. Oh. Yeah, it is 3 years.
Okay. So
is that that doesn't sound right because there were still. It might have been 3 years. The Empire is definitely gone.
But they're still kind of there.
There is a room, without getting spoilers, there is a scene where, like, the Mandalorian walks through a door and there are, like, 4 or 5 stormtroopers, but their armor is all beat to heck. And, like, they're, like, there's nothing left of the Empire, but there's these little pockets.
Okay, so here and there. So it sounds kind of like, can I take a history angle of this? Kind of the Wild West, kind of when after the Civil War ended and you still had like Confederate soldiers walking around and things like that.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, She-Ra.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick, we got to talk about She-Ra.
I watched the new season of She-Ra.
Yeah.
Man, it was so good.
Good. Good.
There's just a lot of things, like a lot of character development, a lot of shifts,
mm-hmm.
really big shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get too spoiler or anything, because I'm sure Cody will want to watch it, but.
Sure.
Honestly, I think you'd really like She-Ra.
I probably
really
do. I need
good.
To sit down and check it
like,
out.
Like, it doesn't, like, despite the animation style and the colors and everything.
But you see, the thing is, I like the animation style.
Well, yeah, I mean, just looking at it without having any kind of thing, you would think this is more of a kind of a kid's show.
See, I don't know if I get that with it, honestly.
I could see maybe some people seeing it, but it's really good. Like, the whole series is really good. The second season's a little kind of shaky, but. Mm-hmm. This new season was it was so good.
Yeah, I really need to jump in on that,
especially before the He-Man thing comes out, because I'm wondering if they'll dice them in.
I don't know if they will. Just from the way Kevin Smith has been talking about this He-Man thing, it's gonna be violent.
Okay, not that She-Ra's not violent,
but
it's
like
a different kind of violent.
The
I
different
guess.
Kind.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, and I watched the new episode of Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay.
Man, it's actually really good.
It's a good?
Yeah, and I'm kind of excited because I'm hoping with the shorter season quantity
mm-hmm.
that we get more quality.
Oh, okay, yes. That would be
that's
good.
The one thing I can say at least about the last couple of seasons of Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
There are episodes I absolutely loved, and there are some that I'm kind of like, I could
contractually obligated
have
to make an episode.
But this first episode was really good.
Well,
and
good.
And it kind of felt back to form. But kind of not.
Well, that's what it needs.
I mean, it kind of felt like a classic Rick and Morty like adventure,
mm-hmm.
but with the knowledge of how their universe works.
That's good. That's good. That's where the series kind of needs to head.
Yeah, it was really good. And I was really surprised how good it was.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about some news. Hey, we're back. That was Amish Paradise by Weird Al. So, okay, this is a stretch. Here we go. So, Amish Paradise, cover of
Gangster's Paradise,
which was in the first trailer of the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, where he looked like a monster man.
A horrible monster blue jumpsuit monster man.
A weird abomination. And now there's a new Sonic trailer where he's less of a monster man.
He looks like
a Sonic. Yeah. So hey, we're back. That's the news. That's the stretch. We got it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Any chance to play more Weird Al is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, let's talk about this Sonic the Hedgehog trailer. What'd you guys think? I mean, a lot of it was pretty similar to the first one, you know, except for the Monster Man.
Yeah, except part. For the human teeth.
Yeah, those horrible teeth.
And that horrible, he had a bad nose. Everything about it was bad. He looked bad.
The first Sonic was very bad, yes.
Now he looks like Sonic. He's actually, like, cute looking.
Mm-hmm. He looks more animated as well.
Yeah, he looks like he's supposed to.
Yeah.
Which is better. It's not terribly interesting.
It's not. They could have done more. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, it's not Detective Pikachu good.
Mm-hmm.
Detective Pikachu looks different than regular Pikachu in an interesting way while still being cute and maintaining like the things that people like about how Pikachu looks.
Yeah. Well, the problem with Pikachu is while it is a fictional creature, it still has a basic kind of normal anatomy so that you can, you look at a Pikachu and you go, okay, this doesn't exist, but it makes sense. You look at a Sonic, there's no universe where that Sonic makes sense.
That's true. He's based on a 20s cartoon character look.
Yeah.
It's flat and just doesn't transfer to reality as well as a fictional animal based on existing animals.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they did the best they could with what they had, and I have very mixed emotions about this because I like that Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't have a whole lot of attachment to Sonic the Hedgehog. I didn't grow up playing those games. I was a Nintendo guy.
Me too.
But
I still appreciate
Sonic as well. Yes. But I'm glad that he looks more like Sonic now than he did before, because that first pass was not very good. The way the internet went about prompting the change for that,
maybe not great.
It's not great. It sets a very dangerous precedent, because it sets a precedent where you can, if you complain hard enough on the internet
and send enough death threats to the right people,
you'll get your way. And that's
not the world I want to live in.
That's not good.
Yeah, where people have to undermine their artistic vision for something because baby mad.
Yeah.
Or do you think this will cause studios to, take more time with designs than working with the animator?
That's true.
That's
because they don't want that to happen.
They might get ahead of that now. Which
that is
a good
like
point.
It is, and that's like the optimistic kind of
right, exactly. I'm
look.
Trying to be.
Yeah, like
I'm hoping in a perfect world. That's
yeah,
where.
That's the lesson they take.
Yeah, yeah, and some studios will do that, but others will be like, well, we'll just do whatever.
Other ones will still continue to design by a committee of executives that don't understand the property to begin with.
Yeah. Part of me is also kind of sad that, okay, so this movie's not going to be good.
No, I didn't think the trailer was very good, even if Sonic looked better.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the guy they have, the voice, what's his name?
Ben Schwartz. Yeah, he's a good pick for Sonic.
He's a good pick for Sonic. I think the Cyclops, the what's his name, Marsden, the guy that the human,
James Marsden.
I think he is sufficiently white bread and nondescript enough that he will not outshine Sonic. Where if they would have had like a Paul Rudd or a Chris Pratt, it would have become their movie featuring Sonic.
He reminds me of Mark Wahlberg in Transformers movie, kind of like, why are you even here?
I think Jim Carrey, this trailer showed off a little more of the Jim Carrey, and he's a little closer to like old wacky guy,
guy. He seems into it.
And I think, can't say until you see the movie, I understand, but based on that trailer, it seems to me that Jim Carrey knows he's in a bad movie.
Yeah.
And there is a very special thing that happens when good actors who are predisposed to chewing the scenery knows that they're in a bad movie. It happened with Raul Julia
in Street Fighter. To a lesser extent, Elizabeth Banks in Power Rangers.
Yes. Yes. So we could be in for a very special thing. Because if we get old Jim Carrey, that's like, you know what? I don't care. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm a weird mustache man. I'm going to do the jokes, whatever. We could have a very special kind of bad here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell if he's being funny or annoying.
And that's right where you need Jim Carrey to be.
Yeah. It's like the whole trailer. I'm like, I think this is funny.
Yeah. Like, I don't, it's, it was a dumb joke. It was a very dumb joke. But the bit where his assistant brings him the latte and he like yells at him, and the guy's like, I just brought you a whatever latte because I thought you'd like it. He goes, of course I would.
Yeah, of course I'd like a latte.
It is delightful. Like, it's a dumb joke, but like he pulls it off. I hate to say it, but I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I mean, I don't not want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm morbidly curious.
Yes, that's the best way to put it. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, morbidly curious. I I'm going to go for the unintentional laughs.
Yeah. I don't love the way that they're portraying Sonic as like this alien from another world who has superpowers.
Well, what would you prefer? That he was a hedgehog named Sonny that lived out back of a burger joint?
The Sonic Bible Sonic?
The Sonic Bible
Sonic? It's about as good as what they've got going on.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I would prefer if he was just always there and they didn't make a big deal out of it.
I'm of two minds on that. The being always there is kind of good, but also being in another world where you transport from one place to the other reminds me a lot of the Super Mario Brothers movie.
It does.
Oh no.
It does. Oh no.
Oh yeah.
They're hitting a lot of the same beats there, aren't
uh-huh,
they? And
they
they're
sure
going
are.
They're gonna go back and forth
mm-hmm.
like the Mario Brothers movie.
Gotta trust that fungus.
Oh, this is gonna be a mess and a half.
It is, and I am so excited. I'm excited. I will spend, I mean, I won't spend good money, but I'll spend some money to see the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
I don't understand why he can throw a ring and then go through it like a portal.
Well,
that's not a thing.
It's not a thing, but they got to find a way. Like, what are they going to do? Put Sonic on a spaceship? No, they need to put Sonic on a spaceship. But like, I guess if they took it from the old games where you went to the bonus levels where you found the big ring.
Yeah.
That's kind of,
I mean, yeah, that's what they're calling back to, but
yeah. And if they got to find a way to put rings in there, because if you don't put rings in a Sonic game or a Sonic movie, rather,
they didn't put any coins in the Mario, or did they?
Yeah, I think
I'm
sure they did. They didn't put power mushrooms. They put bombs in there.
Yeah.
I remember that.
There wasn't any coins floating around, which was a mistake.
Right. But when they jumped, they did make the cha-ching sound sometimes. But only sometimes.
Well, they had the boots. They had the magic jump boots.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like what this ring thing is. They're explaining something from a video game in a way that was completely unnecessary.
Right. But if they don't put it in, someone will be mad. Speaking of the Super Mario Brothers movie, did you know that there is a whole website devoted to restoring the original cut?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, the Super Mario Archive. I've been digging through that recently. I guess they found like a VHS tape with like 15 extra minutes of movie.
Yeah, there's a bunch of deleted scenes that have been dripping out from it.
Yeah. So
God, I both ironically and unironically love that movie.
I am that way with Street Fighter. I both love that movie because it is dumb and love it because it is dumb.
I mean, I hated it when it came out, when I saw it when I was a kid, the Mario movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is awful. This is nothing like the games that I've based my entire childhood around. But I've grown to appreciate like this just completely bizarre interpretation of the source material.
Yeah, I was the same way about the Mario Brothers. Street Fighter, there was a point in my life where I didn't care for it that much. But yeah, now it's like you embrace the bad.
I feel like it might have been one of my first big childhood disappointments.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a point in your life where you see something bad and you go, oh no, things can be bad. Like, and the Mario movie might have been that for me. Like,
yeah. Speaking of things that are kind of bad, I almost talked about this during our check 'em outs because it's the other thing that's on the Disney Plus app that I watched.
We both have experience on this one.
We both do, yeah. So The Simpsons are on there. And
Disney's The Simpsons,
yes,
is a thing.
Yeah, which is something I never thought I would say. But for all the good things Disney Plus has done, they're kind of doing a bad job with The Simpsons.
They stretched it out and cropped it.
Did they say they weren't going to do that?
Yeah, first they said
they weren't. Yeah,
it was going to be in the original aspect ratio, 4:3, but it's here now and it's in 16:9.
Yeah, so it's stretching out the original
great.
Show to fit the newer TVs, and it doesn't look good. It really doesn't look good. Now, we were talking before the show, we haven't really seen any jokes that have gotten cut off because of this happening yet.
Except for people on Twitter that have found some.
Yeah.
But I personally have not seen
it. Same here. But like, they've cropped like the top and bottom a little bit. It is stretched and it doesn't look good.
Yeah, some scenes seem super stretched out. Other ones are cropped weird. Like, it's cutting off the top of people's heads.
Yeah. I just don't know. And like, and it's going to be like the, what, the first 10, 12 seasons, something like that, that was in 4-3?
Yeah. Yeah, it's up to like season, I just read this today and I can't remember, I want to say 20.
20, 20 is when they switched to the widescreen format?
I think so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, yeah, you look it up. But yeah, it's weird. It's weird that they would do this, especially because the FX app had all of the Simpsons on it for a long time, and they were in the correct aspect ratio, and they also had the audio commentaries, which is something that Disney Plus doesn't have. That was something that I...
Oh, I would eat those up.
Yeah, I... The one thing I lament about trading in the DVDs years ago was every episode had commentary. Every single episode. And I love sitting and listening to those things, and yeah, now they're, like, gone.
Season 20, episode 10.
That's when they started.
Mid-season, they went to widescreen for some reason.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, that's a lot of Simpsons that's going to be all messed up.
And it's not just the Simpsons that are like that. Actually, right, a lot of the old Disney afternoon shows, yeah, that were in standard definition are chopped and skewed and stretched.
Gargoyles, oddly enough, is still in 4-3.
Huh.
Yeah.
Goof Troop is not.
Okay.
You didn't talk about that.
Yeah, because I did watch about 10 minutes of Goof Troop. It's fine.
It's fine, yeah.
It's for kids.
Yeah.
Jim Cummings' voice acting is phenomenal, though.
It is, yeah.
He's so great, but as Pete.
Really, Jim Cummings is great, but like once you recognize that that is his voice, you can't unhear it.
It's true.
And he's like in everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you start listening for it, like that guy, I would say he is, if it wasn't for Frank Welker, Jim Cummings would be the Frank Welker.
Yeah.
Of the animation voiceover work.
He's in OKKO as the bad guy, and he's hilarious.
Yeah. Have you ever seen like any of his like Comic-Con panels or anything like that? Dude's filthy. It's great.
That's funny.
Yeah. Which is great because
he's one of Disney's go-to guys.
He's also Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. But yeah, and the Simpsons thing is weird. Also, they removed the Happy Birthday Lisa, the Michael Jackson episode. It's the only one you can't stream.
Which is weird.
It's weird.
It's like, I understand why they did it.
Well, yeah.
But I don't think it's necessary. It's not like there was some joke in that episode that I can remember that makes you go, ew.
No, it's just weird revisionist like censoring.
Yeah, there's no reason for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it has the episode where they go to New York, doesn't it?
It does.
And they, like, there's literally jokes about the World Trade Center. Like, if you're going to take out the Michael Jackson episode, why'd you skip that one, too? Like,
it makes me wonder if the song has some kind of legal thing tied up with it as well.
Yeah, because it wasn't credited to Michael Jackson. It's credited to, like, some kind of stage name.
Yeah, so I wonder if that's something that's causing the thing. It could be something a little bit worse than that, because
heard it's not Disney's doing that this episode is not there. It's the showrunner, it's like Al Jean or somebody at the Simpsons that said, don't put this one on there.
Al Jean needs to retire.
Yeah, he's been in charge of the show way too long.
Yes, and it shows. Probably after season, when did Simpsons start going from like super great to just okay? Was it 10?
It might have been 10. A lot of people like to mark it exactly at the Armin Tanzarian Principal Skinner episode.
Yeah.
But I think that's not a bad episode.
I like the episode. I like the concept. But, like, yeah, I guess that is kind of the point where things started taking a...
I mean, it's pretty outlandish.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I don't think... I think you've still got a couple seasons worth of decent Simpsons before it really...
Yeah. But... point being, first 10 seasons are great.
Yeah.
Well, seasons 2 through 10 are great.
Season 1, they're definitely trying to figure out what the show even is.
Yeah, the Christmas episode is, it's almost like watching a different show. Like, it is, I don't think they nail down, like, a single character's, like, characterization.
Yeah, well, like, Barney just exists to be Homer's friend at that point, and his name is literally Barney Gumble to sound like Barney Rubble.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, because the Flintstones is the closest thing they had to what they were trying to do at the time.
Right.
So, like,
right. Well, Flanders was like a weird show off.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah, it was
weird.
He
just existed to have everything Homer wanted.
Yes.
And now he's just one note Jesus man.
Yeah. Like, you know, the show's been on for what, 50 years at this point? It feels like.
It's about as old as we are.
It is. Yeah. I actually think it might be as old as we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, they start reusing plots too, I've noticed. I don't know. It's weird.
Part of me wants to say, yeah, please stop making it. But then part of me also
like
doesn't
never
wanna,
stop making
yeah,
it.
Yeah, doesn't want to live in a world that doesn't have The Simpsons in it. Like, it's tough.
Yeah, but I guess that comes down to, would you rather have it go out on top or...
It's too late for that now.
Well, yeah, that's...
You know what was good was The Simpsons movie.
Simpsons movie was good.
I really liked The Simpsons movie.
I liked that. I guess that would be the last one that was really, really good. Yeah, I agree. You know what? Yeah.
They maybe could have ended it at the movie.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you there. All right. So we have time for just a couple of real quick ones. We watched a trailer for the new, is it Pixar?
Yeah.
Yeah. The new Pixar movie.
Soul.
Yeah.
It looks like one that's going to make you cry.
Yep. By the folks who did Up, like specifically that team.
Yeah.
And like.
And Coco was name dropped, which is a real crier.
Yep.
Too.
So yeah, go in, bring your box of tissues and.
Yeah, it didn't really show a whole lot.
It didn't, yeah.
Looks like it's going to be about, like, what you want to be remembered for after mm-hmm. you died is, like, kind of the conceit of it.
A real uplifting story.
Yeah. Well, it's about having passion in the things that you do while yeah. you're here on the Earth.
Yeah.
Which is some deep stuff.
It's deep, and that's good. But, like, yeah, it's going to be a sad one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Watched it also trailer for the Harley Quinn animated series.
Yes, and that's really good. We've talked about it before,
but this one actually kind of gave away like some of the plot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Harley like trying to start to be a real super villain on her own.
Yeah, to stop being the sidekick for the Joker and like doing her own thing. And the cast of characters that they are putting in along with Harley looks fantastic. Like, I mean, Poison Ivy is there, and that's great.
Yeah.
Dr. Psycho. I don't know the last time they did something with that character.
He's in the MMO.
Yeah. And, like, Clayface is there. They gave Bane the Tom Hardy Bane voice.
It's very funny.
It's very good.
We can't repeat the clip, but like just the way he delivers the joke, which isn't a terribly good joke.
But the
way
delivery is great. And like, this cartoon's not for kids.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. No, it's not. Kaylee Cuoco seems like she's really going to do a great job as the voice of Harley Quinn.
She seems better than the other lady from Big Bang Theory they had doing it in that one movie.
What? The other...
Yeah, it was another one from that...
Was it Bernadette?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, really? I didn't know she was in one of those.
What was that one called? Huh. It was the one
was
that...
the Batman and Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Oh, yeah. Weird. Okay. No, I guess I'd never seen that one. I never saw that one.
It's bad.
Weird. Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, huh. Weird. But
Melissa Rauch?
Yeah, she's usually pretty funny. But, huh. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Weird.
I mean, she didn't do a bad job, but she wasn't...
The movie wasn't good.
But yeah, the movie was bad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that in this Harley Quinn cartoon, it looks like they're drawing Harley's eyes just a little bit bigger and her pupils just a little bit smaller than everyone else because she just looks a little bit more wired and on edge than everyone else in the cast.
And it's definitely pulling from the Jimmy Palmiotti
and Amanda Connor
comic books that are good.
Yes, and that is the best place to pull these characters from and the storylines from, for sure.
We got a little bit of Marvel What If, too.
We got a little bit of that.
Like a very little bit.
Just the smallest little bit, yeah. But that's going to be the Disney Plus animated show that is like taking alternate takes on like What If. Well, what were some of the ones that they showed off?
What if Peggy Carter got the super serum instead of Steve Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
And that looks really cool. What if Bucky Barnes had to fight zombie Captain America for
some
reason?
Okay.
I mean, it looks fun.
It looks, yeah, animation's really good in it.
What if T'Challa was Star-Lord, which is an awesome concept on its own?
Yeah. It's just taking, you know, these characters and kind of mishmashing them into different situations. And from what I understand, about 90% of it is voiced by the film actors.
Oh, nice.
So Chadwick Boseman will be T'Challa as Star-Lord in that episode of What If. And, like, they're going to get most of the actors. I mean, I don't know if they'll get, like, Robert Downey Jr. or anything like that. They might. You never know.
I'll bet, you know, Star-Lord's not going to be there. They're not going to get Chris Pratt.
Probably not. But
I don't know. Is he as big of a get anymore? He seems like he's cooling off a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I'm not sure. I guess those Jurassic World movies, maybe not doing... But they did okay, didn't
they? Yeah, they did really good. I mean, they weren't critically received all that well, but a lot of people went to see them.
Yeah.
Well, I liked them.
Yeah. What Pratt probably needs is, like, he'll probably end up doing, like, one really big serious role to go, like, I am an actor. Yeah.
Forget that I was Andy on Parks and Rec, please. Even though that is my greatest role.
The best
role. I
will
ever have.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. But yeah, it looks really good. I'm excited for it. Along with those, there was a very brief announcement that the characters from the Disney Plus Marvel shows like Moon Knight and Ms. Marvel and what was the third
She-Hulk.
One? She-Hulk. They can and will appear in future Marvel movies. So these are connected. It's not like an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. situation where it's kind of connected unless it's not, or like
it's
the
only connected in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. but not in the movies,
and not in,
like,
the movies. Yeah,
the movies pretend that it doesn't happen.
It's like a two-way street this time around instead of so excited about that.
I think Ms. Marvel could do her own movie, honestly. I could see She-Hulk makes more sense as a TV show, I think, but I think Ms. Marvel deserves her own movie, to be completely honest.
Yeah, Ms. Marvel could use her own movie, sure. She-Hulk, I think, would be better. I think it'd almost be better as, like, an Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
But she punches people sometimes.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Moon Knight could do his own movie, too, but... Or
Moon Knight
could go either way.
Moon Knight has a lot to unpack, because he's crazy Batman. Like, crazier Batman.
Crazier Batman.
Yeah, so, like, there's a lot to... He's a... For a guy who has no superpowers and just runs around in a cape and hood all night... fighting crime, there's, like, he's a pretty high concept character.
I still wish they wouldn't waste Squirrel Girl and do nothing with her.
You never know. They might do something with it now that they have the Disney Plus app running. I saw that they transferred the Runaways over from Hulu onto the Disney. So there's hope that we could get the other shows
and it's got that Marvel up. It's got that Marvel Rising cartoon that has Squirrel Girl in it as a prominent character, but they're just wasting what could be a very good movie or show.
Yeah.
Especially since the comic is now done.
It ended as of this past Wednesday. Yeah. I haven't gone to the shop to pick it up yet, but I'm kind of, you know, it's bittersweet because I'm sure the ending is going to be fantastic, but also I don't want that comic to end. It's very good. It's a very good book.
It's probably my favorite running comic.
Yeah. Yeah, mine too.
Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
well,
definitely
previously
it's
running.
Definitely it's definitely up there. I like on this issue they did a joke on the cover. They said, you know, final 50th issue, second one in 2019. Cuz they, like, rebooted the line or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Put a wrap on this one.
Yeah, let's put a wrap on this one. We've hit the end of the show, so thank you all for tuning in. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
Oh, this is the part that Josh does.
Oh, yeah.
What is he? You can find us on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram. I'm looking at the poster. There's a
Twitter
Twitch.
And Twitch.
Twitter and Twitch.
At Nerd Overload Now.
Yeah, do that.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
And you could subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch the whatever we got on there.
Yo, we have some things up there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just do
a
search.
Nerd Overload TV.
Yep, that's right. We're also on various podcast catchers like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. I want to thank David Pencil for the use of our intro and outro. You can find more of his stuff at davidpencil.com. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/nerdoverload now. If you like the show and you want to help support us, you can just head on over there and check that out. You can get the show a couple days early, which is pretty cool. And finally, we have shirts. Just go to nerdoverload.com, hit the store page, and we, check out some of the designs we have over there. Also helps to support the show.
Don't support David Pencil's evil twin, Richard Penn. anyway, pizza out.
Yeah, see ya.